Latino Outdoors has been around for less than 2 years, but they've already taken more than 200 Latinos on outings just like the one we heard. Those numbers matter because statistics from the National Park Service show that Latinos are woefully underrepresented in visits to the national parks. So we invited Latino Outdoors to talk about what's keeping Latinos inside. Joining me now from the Radio Bilingüe studios in Oakland, California, is Jose Gonzalez, who's the director and founder of Latino Outdoors. Jose, welcome to Latino USA.
Hola a todos, María. Es un placer estar aquí.
It's funny because you and I actually know each other mostly through our shared Instagram posts, right?
Correct, yes.
I mean, you're always posting about being outdoors, about doing some hike, who you're hiking with. I'm posting about running or my connection with nature in one way or another. So why is connecting to nature so important to you and important to you as a Latino?
Mm-hmm. No, pues claro, it's so important to me because my own personal experience and background, and I grew up in the outdoors, but I was born in Mexico. So I carried that connection to the outdoors when my family migrated to the U.S. This is where I first connected to, like, state and national parks. And I thought, you know, we belong here. And if these are public spaces, how are we connecting with these spaces?
So did you find that there were barriers for Latinos staying away from the outdoors?
You know, we do have some barriers that research has identified, like, you know, transportation, for example, knowledge or awareness of what's available. Language may be a barrier in some cases. So when we bring that to, like, Latino professionals who also are conservation professionals, we use our Latino identity and our outdoor identity to help make these connections with communities.
Now, there is an issue. Undocumented Latinos have a real reaction to the uniforms that the national parks officers wear.
Definitely. I had a friend colleague who's a ranger tell me, he's like, Jose, I'm just going to be honest with you. He's like, I have white communities who love me. Like, they see me, I am that happy, jolly ranger, I'm helpful. But I go into some of my Latino communities that I'm trying to, like, get some awareness for them about what I do in the parks. And the first reaction is like, you're law enforcement, or, you know, why are you asking questions? You look a little too friendly for us, and we're not, you know, how do we know you're not working for immigration? Just because they see the color and the badge. You know, we need to be able to change the color and just the habits and the practices that shows communities that the National Park Service is welcoming. We know it's trying to. We know the intent is there. We just got to make sure that the work keeps happening.
So your organization, Latino Outdoors, what do you do, in fact, to get Latinos outdoors? And what parts of the country are you working on?
Well, we're national now, which is fantastic. We grew out of California. We're getting volunteer staff and coordinators, ambassadors from California, Texas, Wyoming, Massachusetts, starting up in New York. And then we can use that community as a resource to connect our youth, not just outdoors, but to this identity and to value it, to get a mentor, to see this as a career pathway. And then we use this network and our volunteer staff to then actually get families outdoors because we want the parents to value this and see this connected. There's something magical about seeing a 3-year-old playing with the leaves and a 60-year-old grandparent also, like, enjoying the space together.
Jose Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. And I'll see you on Instagram, I guess, the next time you're taking a hike.
Claro que sí. Thank you, María.
Jose Gonzalez is the founder and director of Latino Outdoors.